on this holiday weekend. I'd like to call your attention to Paul's writing to the Corinthians, the 6th chapter. I'll read verses 19 and 20, 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, Proverbs 4 and 7. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20 reads, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 2 Corinthians, the 17th verse of the 3rd chapter reads, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." The Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Supporting scripture, Proverbs 4 and 7, that you've already heard in your hearing, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning: understanding the price of freedom. Understanding the price of freedom. As I sit and I began to work on this message, and that song came to mind, and that's why I wanted to do just a little bit of it, because I thank God that I'm free. Anybody in here glad that you're just free? The songwriter said, "No longer bound, no more chains holding me, I'm free." And because I'm free, praise the Lord. And that's why people, when their hearts have been touched and when they know that God have answered some of their prayers, that's why you can't help but to praise his holy name. You are free to praise him this morning. No one had you chained to that pew. If you don't move, if you don't praise him, it's nobody's fault but your own. But there's not an individual in here that don't have something that they can thank God for. They don't have some reason why they can't let go and let God and just get loose for Jesus. Because I find this morning that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that he's allowed us just this time to come on another holiday weekend. Time of vacations and celebrations, a time when gunshots and fireworks can fill the air. Heard some noise in the air last night. It's not the 4th yet. We got some folk that are a little impatient. They're going to celebrate all weekend long. You're not careful, if their money hold out, they'll celebrate all week next week. But I wonder, do they understand what they are celebrating? Even today, on the 3rd of July, we are free to go to any church of any denomination and any belief that we want to go to. We are free. Those that didn't go anywhere this morning, of course, like, they can't hear me, but they were free to stay at home, and that's what they did. That's their choice. They're free. Nobody said that they have to go to church. Most of us in here, if it had not been for loving parents and loving grandparents that instilled and planted that seed that God's house and God is the way to live a life that is fulfilling, we wouldn't even be here. And that's why when we take our children while they're young and they just get a little taste of Jesus, and the Bible say, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And if they get a little taste of him somewhere along the line, I don't care what else they get a taste for, they're going to come back and get a little taste of Jesus. They're not going to let that go just like that. Anytime you've ever felt the presence of God, how many of you know you want to feel it again? If you've ever really felt the presence of God and you go and you live your life, you find out that even after being saved, you don't do everything just right. You don't cross every, you don't dot every I, cross every T. You don't do everything right. There are some flaws in every one of our lives. And there are times when we may even wonder, Lord, have you left me? Lord, are you tired of me doing what I've been doing? I've been praying to you, but Lord, I hope you haven't given up on me yet. And then somewhere along the line, God steps back in and touches your heart again. And you know that God is still with you. I don't know about you, but there's nothing that makes me happier than knowing that God is still with me. I would be afraid to come into this house of God and try to stand up and declare his word if I didn't believe that he is with me. He understands me. We got to understand this morning that there were many, when we think about our ancestors, they were bound in slavery, did not get an opportunity to enjoy the luxuries of life that we enjoy today. And too many of us take our luxuries for granted. I wonder, do we even take time when we get up in the morning to just tell God, thank you? Or even as we celebrate this holiday, will we take time to thank God for the ones that died for the right for freedom? The 4th of July celebration is more than just a day of barbecue. Known as a national holiday, adopted July the 4th, 1776, as the Declaration of Independence, declaring freedom from Great Britain. And it's been said that it ought to be commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God. We ought to be thanking God instead of frying fish and barbecuing ribs and having hamburgers and hot dogs. We ought to be thanking God that somebody loved life, somebody loved the country enough that they went out there on the battlefield and died so that we would have the right to come to Fowl's Chapel, Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. And I declare we ought not come up in here sitting down trying to be cute. I don't see no good looking folk in here. All I see is God folk. You want to look cute on your own time. This is God's time. Too many of us. I thank God that we don't have the mindset that we got to have on a suit to come to church. But then on the same note, don't forget where you're going. Because when I was brought up, you respected the house of God. So you respect yourself. As long as you're clean, you all right. You don't have to have on a necktie and a suit, but you ought to look decent and be in order. This is God's house. Living in a time when most people tend to look out for themselves, have very little concern about anybody else. We know that times are hard, and we find that we are living in a time that people don't love like they used to. You don't have to go very far to see that love has drifted or the love level is falling, because you can look right there in your own family. You'll find it right there in the family. People don't love like they used to. There was a time when the bond of the family was so tight to where all you had to do was just see one another. And there was some vibe, there was some thing that would just automatically come over you, a sense of joy, a sense of enthusiasm, because that's my cousin, that's my sister, that's my brother, that's my auntie, that's my uncle there. We were proud to see our folk. Now we're living in a time when sometimes you see your folk and anybody in here doing a mess like that? Yeah. Oh, it's the truth. Some of you may not admit to it, and you may not duck down like I did. Your back might not be good enough to duck down. But you turned and went the other way. You looked at the phone like you was on the phone. We got all kinds of ways how we ignore our own folk. But we sing, I'm going on to heaven into how you a lie. One thing that we can all agree on in life is that there's nothing in life free. Everything we get, everything that we do, it costs somebody. Now, it might not cost you because somebody may have given it to you. But it costs somebody. Everything comes with a price. And I found that it's true that you get what you pay for. If you want something to last a long time, you better pay more than a couple dollars for it. You don't pay but $3 or $4 for it, and you think you got a bargain, you ain't going to last but 2 or 3 months. And you're going to be going right back to buy the same thing all over again. So I've learned there's some things you got to put out a little bit more because you get what you pay for. But I also found out that you don't have to have the best things in life. All you got to do is have the necessities of life. Some of us get it twisted. We think we got to have the very best. But I was brought up that anything that you got, you ought to be thankful for. Anything that you got, you take care of it. Anything you got, you treasure it like you want to be able to have it for a little while. You got to learn how to take care of your stuff. Things cost too much. You skim on things. You don't want to come out on the losing end. Some of us are so proud and independent. We act like we bought ourselves and we don't need nobody. There are some folk in the church house because they got a little bit of things going on. And everything seemed to be falling in place, so they're sort of independent. They don't like to be bothered with a whole lot of folk. Certain times that they don't call their house. Anybody got any of those kind of friends? See, I like to have a friend that if I need you, whatever time I need you, I wish that I'm able to give you a call. But there's some folk that you can't call on like that. One thing you got to understand is that, first of all, you don't belong to yourself. Those of us that have made the statement, I'm grown. I do what I want to do. Don't nobody tell me what to do. Anybody in here ever said that? Now, I know a lot of the older folk in here, you may have said it, but you didn't say it to your mama or your daddy. You might have said it to somebody else. Now, some of these young folk in here, they say about anything. They don't care. But I tell you what, God Almighty, my fist just drawed up. If we could go back to where we used to be, what mom and them used to do. What they call child abuse today is what mom and them did on a regular daily basis. But they kept the house in order. There are those that have been told, I brought you in. I knew it's some of y'all in here. So now, if our earthly parents can do that, what do you think about God? The Bible says you were bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. So now, if you were asked the question this morning, how much do you think that you're worth? Can you put an accurate dollar figure on yourself? Think about it. I'm coming in 1 minute. Think about it. Can you put a dollar figure on yourself? How much are you worth? Some of us think we are all of that. How much are you worth? If you got a figure in your head, then my next question is, can you afford yourself? Can you? I know that you think that you're worth millions or billions. So can you afford yourself? I don't think so. But I know somebody that not only could he afford us, but he paid the price, the ultimate price for our freedom. So do we understand this morning the price of freedom? King Solomon talks about wisdom and understanding, and we got to get the meaning and we have to be able to comprehend in order for us to know what to do. So Solomon says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get understanding. You see, all the things that we've learned, we need to understand, which will help us make intelligent decisions. And our intelligent decisions come from our wisdom. The wisdom comes from God. But first of all, in order to have wisdom, you got to have a fear of God. You see, we get everything all twisted up and we put the cart before the horse. But first of all, we got to get God, and we get God in the fear of God. Then we get wisdom. Then we get an understanding. Out of all the things that we learn, get an understanding. What are we understanding this morning as we celebrate July the 4th, the Declaration of Independence, a day of freedom, a day of liberty? Webster says liberty means freedom from imprisonment or slavery, freedom from forced labor, the right and the power to act or believe and express oneself as one chooses. So when you are at liberty, you can pretty much do what you want to do within limits. Freedom, the condition of being free from restraints, the power to act without restraint, the ability of a country or a group to govern itself, political independence, the capacity to exercise choice, free will to do what you want to do. How many of us enjoy the freedom of life? We get up, most of us, when we get ready. We go wherever we want to go. And we find ourselves doing pretty much whatever we want to do. But I do want to know, do you understand that the freedom that you have, it came with a high price? That price not being a particular amount of money, but the cost of suffering, in which something was obtained. In order for us to have salvation, there was some suffering done. There was some bloodshed. There was some beating done. And we enjoy the freedom of life. But I wonder, do we really understand that it was the blood of Jesus that paid the ransom for our salvation? What a price to pay. No greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. A man that promised to always be there. Promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. Before he ascended into the heavens, he left the Holy Spirit with us. And Paul declared that because of that Spirit, that the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning to let you know that if you want to understand the cost and the price of freedom, you got to know that freedom came because of Jesus the Christ. It was Jesus that shed his blood on Calvary's Hill. And wherever Jesus is, there is liberty. Wherever you go, if the Lord is there, you ought to be free to throw up your holy hands. If the Lord is there, you ought to be able to tell somebody that I know that my Redeemer lives. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you better understand that your body is a temple of God. And the Spirit of the Almighty God lies down on the inside of you. And if you want to do anything for the Lord this morning, you got to let go of yourself. You got to get your mind on Jesus. You got to forget those things that are behind you and press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to know, do you know the cost of freedom? Somebody had to die so that you could be free. The Bible says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost which is in you. The Holy Ghost that comes from God and you are not your own. I stop by to tell somebody that you don't belong to yourself, but you belong to the power of a mighty God. For you were bought with a price, and that price was the blood of the Lamb. I want to tell somebody this morning that if you want to trust the power of God, you got to learn how to open up your heart. Open up your mouth and confess to the Lord our God. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that he made a way out of no way. But I stopped by to let you know that I'm free. And the only reason that I'm free is because Jesus died for me. I'm free because he went to Golgotha's hill. They strung him high and they stretched him wide. They lift him up high. And that week right before he died, they beat him all down his back. They called him everything but a child of God. They put a crown of thorns on his head. But I thank God for Jesus that he still stayed there on the cross. He hung there and he bled and he died. And on the third day he got up out the grave. That's why he paid the price, so that we would have the right for freedom. I'm free because God made me free. I'm free because God paid the penalty for my sins and for your sins. All is sin and come short of the glory of God. But God looked down of his merciful eye, looked beyond our fault, saw a need to bless our heart. And I'm glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm glad that I serve a healer. I serve a keeper that'll do anything I need him to do. I serve a God this morning that will pick you up and turn you around. I serve a God that has always been right by my side. I thank God this morning that last week I was hopping, but the God that I serve, he is working right in my life. He's all down on the inside. And I want to let you know, I wanted to be on the outside. Be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. I come to tell somebody that the Lord is on our side. God is looking for somebody this morning that will say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Do you understand? Really understand the price of your freedom. You sit there like you all of that. But somebody died so you can go where you want to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have come such a mighty long way. And it's only because of the goodness of Jesus. When I think of where we could have been, and then we see where we are right now, I'm glad God is not through with us. I'm glad God is still on our side. As we celebrate Independence Day, we talk about the United States of America being such a wonderful place, a place of freedom, a place of opportunities, a place where you can excel and you can just do great things. And in this time in which we're living right now, it seemed like all of the dreams and all of the hopes of the country has been shut down. But I come to tell you, God is still in control. We are citizens of the United States of America. But I'm trusting and planning on being a citizen of the kingdom. So if I can get to the kingdom, let the president, whoever they be, do whatever they got to do. But I'm going to keep on calling on Jesus. Don't get so caught up in the problems and the circumstances of life that you forget where your real blessings come from. God is still able to do anything but fail. You got to trust him. When we say where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You put that with what we say about the United States of America. Well, where the freedom of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is true justice, and it is for all people. Any nationality, any color, any creed. When God has the people of God stand before him, that's real justice. We have a government, we have a law system, and it works, it is what it is. But there are some get locked up that are innocent. There are some that need to be locked up. But the bottom line is when we stand before the judgment seat of God, no need to call Bugs. He can't represent you there. No need to call Kate. I can't represent you there. It's going to be you and God. So when you look over your list, if you think that it's not going to mount up or match up with what God's will is for your life, now is a good time to start talking to God. Say, Lord, I thank you that I'm free, but I'm so free I need your help to keep me so that I don't kill myself. Anybody understand that? Out of all of your getting, get an understanding.